This is the VeriSage Podcast, a casual conversation about professional knowledge workers and the relationships they have with their firms and customers.
Well, welcome everyone. My name is Ed Kless, and you are listening to another VeriSage Podcast. With me today is VeriSage Senior Fellow Michelle Golden from Golden Practices. Michelle's been a fellow at VeriSage since 2004. And Michelle, welcome. First of all, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Ed. Really appreciate it.
So if you would, I understand that you first encountered Mr. Ron Baker in 1999. Give us the quick, 30 to 60 second version of that encounter.
That was awesome. I was attending Results Accountant Systems, Accountants Boot Camp in Chicago, led by Paul Dunn and Rick Payne. And Mr. Ron Baker, some guy I'd never heard of, who they seemed to regard pretty highly, made a special guest appearance and showed up and kind of blew my mind. He talked for a little bit on stage. And then Boot Camp was known for having this event afterwards where the attendees had to serve dinner. And there's actually this random photo of me dishing food onto Ron Baker's plate that sort of surfaced a few years later. I looked at it and I was like, oh my God, I'm serving Ron dinner. That's crazy. So it's a photo we laugh about now.
That's funny. Well, we've got to get that up on the VeriSage site if it's not already.
Oh, okay, great. I'll send it over. We can put it up with the podcast.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. That'd be perfect. So, and I guess the rest is history, but tell me a little bit about this special VeriSage event that you have been the brain and legs behind that's coming up in June in Vegas.
Oh, so psyched. So VeriSage has a tradition every couple years where we try and get all the fellows together and then a few special guests who are trailblazers in a room for a day or two to just kind of share information and learn and grow from each other. And we're doing our next one sort of after the AICPA conference. But we decided, hey, since we're all there, why don't we put on a one-day program that's in addition to our fellow meeting, why don't we put on a one-day program that just really delves deep into implementing value pricing and all the things that a future firm would want to know as they go forth and maybe consider transitioning or transforming their practice from an hours and time-based practice to a full-fledged, professional knowledge firm where people are valued, where people contribute and are inspired to contribute more than the average firm employee would typically do or partner, and where people are excited to come to work. And so we want to help firms move from where they are today to this new kind of workplace, the row thing, no timesheet, time tracking thing, pricing on purpose, et cetera, and managing people in a timeless firm. So we have some core skills we think are very important, and we're going to spend, 45, 50 minutes, a bunch of us, including yourself, teaching these core concepts. And then in the afternoon, that's the morning. And then in the afternoon, we're going to really delve deep into the four concepts. Those four concepts are setting price and scope, which I'm covering, conducting the value conversation, which Dan Morris is covering, project management, which of course you are covering brilliantly, and managing people in a timeless firm that Jay Shepard, recovering employment attorney, is going to cover. So it's going to be so exciting. We're hoping to have, 100 plus people. A lot of almost all the VeriSage people will be there, as well as a bunch of trailblazer firms for our attendees to pick their brains and really share and learn from. We're so excited about this event. And then the day before, Wednesday afternoon, immediately following the AICPA conference, we're doing a free kind of Meet VeriSage event. And Paul Dunn, the amazing Paul Dunn, who co-authored Firm of the Future with Ron, is our kickoff speaker. Then we'll have Ron. And then, this is so cool, Kurt Seemers, he's a visionary leader of a top 100 firm, Kennedy & Co., and he's going to talk about his firm's transition to value pricing. So I'm really, really psyched about hearing from him. Then those crazy kids, Jason Blummer and Greg Kite, are going to broadcast a live ThriveAll podcast or record it live at the event for the last hour and a half or so.
Wow, it's an action-packed 2 days there. So again, that's June 13th and 14th, correct, Michelle?
Yep. June 13th and 14th at the area. We are not affiliated directly with the AICPA event, but AICPA is being very good to us. There, anybody who comes to our program can get a discount on the Practitioner Symposium Tech Plus Marketing Conference that is going to be just crazy Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And they can also use the AICPA's hotel room rate. So we're just really excited to be there for the rest of the week and to be able to offer this deep of a program never before, you know, found with this many of the fellows and founders there of VeriSage.
Yes, I can attest. We're all very thrilled to be putting this event on. And I just want to thank you for the work that you've done in getting this set up.
Thanks.
Those of you out there, please get signed up as quickly as possible for this event. It seems to be getting some traction already, so don't miss it. Michelle, I have one other question I want to ask you, and that is, I hear that you are working on another book.
I am. I don't know how crazy that is. As Ron says all the time, it's much better to have written a book than to write one, which is so true. But I'm diving back in. I'm actually working on a pricing book. It's called Pricing to Win, Landing the Right Work at the Right Price. And it's coming at pricing from a marketing and proposal angle. And it's going into the how-tos, including case studies and value conversation dialogue examples and all kinds of stuff. So I'm really excited about it.
Well, that sounds terrific. Do you have the some of the chapters laid out? Is that kind of in your head? That's where you are at this point on it?
It is. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, setting price and scope. I'm talking about, you know, the people element, the proposal, RFPs, whether you should even deal with them or not. You know, deep into, like I said, the value conversation. I don't have my outline in front of me, and I'm sort of blanking out a little bit on it right at this second. But we're definitely covering, you know, the very, very important know what it is that you're proposing, and in the whole process of talking with the prospect to sort of flesh out what's important to them and where the worth is to them in the project, so that you can propose multiple options. I always refer to it as the art of options, and to be able to move your buyer up the value curve. And the main impetus for writing this is, you know, especially in the CPA profession, but I'd say any profession, is everyone is so pressed to compete on fees right now. I think times are harder. You know, people are dealing with being perceived as a commodity, and we need a way to be able to sort of get our toe into a company to work with them. But we don't want to be known as the cheapest firm or the cheapest option. That's a terrible place to be. We want to give people a stripped down version so that we can say, look, we can be competitive at that level, but we can bring you so much more value. Here are some options that you could, you know, take to get a higher value product as an end result.
That's great. Those are topics that are so near and dear to my heart as well. The conversation about value is something that is so important and confounds me to this day, how few professionals are not only not able to do it, but are not even willing to do it. And I think that's the thing that gets me. So I'll pass this along to you too. I was having a talk with a friend yesterday, and she had a great line that said this. She, when confronted with somebody who's coming at them from a price perspective, she uses this line. She says, "Well, I totally understand if you need to make a price only decision."
Yes. Yeah, I saw that on your Facebook. I thought that was brilliant.
And how quickly they seem to come down from that after that line. So I think that was a really good thing. Well, listen, Michelle, thank you so much for your insight and knowledge, sharing it with us today. And I look forward to seeing you, and I'm sure some of our listeners do, in Vegas in June.
Outstanding. Thanks. Thanks for having me, Ed.
This has been the VeriSage Podcast. Thanks for joining us. More information about VeriSage can be found at verasage.com.